So, good evening, everyone. These are ideas heard from Rabbi Akiva Tetz. You might have heard it before if you've heard many of his shiurim. And the topic is Purim, Amalek, and Chet Adam Harishon, and how we can connect between all of these issues. So there's a principle that says that the first time that a word appears in the Torah, that is the time that really reflects the essence of that concept. So if we ever find a concept that we're trying to deal with, we should go to the first time it appears, and that will give us an idea of what's going on. So if we look in source number one, here's the story of Amalek. Vayisu kol adat b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim sin, sorry, mimidbar sin lemaseyem al pi Hashem v'achinu b'rifidim v'en mayim l'shtotam. So they leave Mitzrayim and they go through Midbar Sin and they get to Refidim and there's no water. And Vayarev Ha'am Mim Moshe, so the nation, who's the nation over here? Is it Am Yisrael? This is the Erev Rav. That's we see in the story of the Egel HaZahav. But and they say, give us water. Okay? And Moshe says, why are you arguing with me? Why are you trying? Why are you trying, Hashem? And the nation's thirsty, and they complain. I'm just doing this outside. They complain against Moshe, and they say, why have you brought us out of Mitzrayim to kill us in the Midbar? We're going to die of thirst. So Moshe, Pasuk Dalet, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem, they mourn, Ma Yiselam Azeh, Od Mat Uskaluni. What am I going to do? They're going to kill me. Hashem says to Moshe, Avor Lifnam, V'kach Itcha Mizikne Yisrael, U'matcha, Asher Hikita Bo Et Hayor, Kach Biyadcha, V'halachta. Take your mate with. It's very interesting that here there's a big emphasis on take your mate with you. And not only take the mate with you, but Pasuk Vav, Hinni Omed Lefenecha Sham Alatzur B'chorev. I am going to be standing in front of you, in front of that rock at Har Sinai. V'hikita Batzur. Smack the rock. So you can see, our Moshe got confused. The next time, where he was told to speak to the rock, he was told to smack the rock. Ve'atzu mimenu mayim v'shatam v'yasken Moshe le'enei ziknei Yisrael, and they call this Masa Meriva. We know that that next time this happens, we see the pasuk of Hamin Hasela Hazeh Notzi Lachem Mayim. So we're going to get to the Gemara soon, which in source number two you can already take a peek, where the Gemara says Haman Mina Torah Minayin. Where can we find the source for Haman in the Torah? We would have thought to say Hamin Hasela Hazeh. You know, can we? You know, especially we're going to see the remainder of the shiur is going to be talking about the concept of doubt. But the Gemara doesn't choose that pasuk. It goes all the way back to the beginning of time, Bereshit, Hamin Ha'etz. Okay, from the pasuk where Hashem says to Adam and Chava, did you eat from the tree? And once again, the Gemara says, this is the concept of Haman. The concept of Haman is Hamin, did you? This concept of doubt, of questioning. This is the concept of Haman. And based on that, if we go back to source number one, the immediate response to this questioning of Hashem is that Amalek comes and attacks Am Yisrael. Pasuk Chet, back in source number one, Vayavo Amalek Vayechem Im Yisrael Birfidim. We'll see a little bit more about Refidim soon. Vayom Moshe Yoshua, choose people, go fight Amalek, and etc., etc. And whenever Moshe lifts his hands, Gavar Yisrael, and his hands are heavy, and Aaron and Hur are Tomech B'Yadav, and that is Emunah Ad Bo HaShamesh, and Yehoshua, interesting that he's called Yehoshua already, also worth pointing out, takes out Amalek, and Pasuk Yudalad is, again, our important, the next two psukim are the important ones here. Ve'yomer Hashem Moshe, K'tov zot zikaron basefer, v'sim bo zne Yehoshua, ki mochoim chet zech Amalek mitachat ha'shamayim. This is already got a preview over here of what's going to be happening into the future when Yehoshua is going to take Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, that he's going to have to wipe out Amalek. There's a Mizbeach called Hashem Nisi, and Pasuk Tet Zayin is very interesting. Vayomer ki yad al kes ka, Okay, the hand is on the throne of Hashem. So we see that the words kes and ka are written chaser. It should say kisei yud kei vav kei. But kisei is written without the aleph, and the yud kei is written without the vav kei. Milchama la Hashem ba'amalek midor do. So we've got a couple of issues over here. The first issue that we saw really is that the complaining of the nation leads to that's not an issue. So it seems to lead to Amalek coming to attack. We're going to have to deal with the missing letters in Pasuk Tetzayin. And there's a question over here. What are we supposed to do with Amalek? Do we have a commandment to wipe out Amalek, Mechiyat Amalek, or do we have a war with Milchama Hashem ba'Amalek, Midor Dor? That this is going to continue on for generation to generation. This is going to go on forever and ever. So wipe them out, and it's going to go on forever. It seems to be a bit of a contradiction. It's interesting.
Sort of assuming we're going to lose.
Assuming?
Sort of assuming we're going to lose.
Right, and each time we attempt. So it's interesting that as Rav Tetz says, that each time we find a word in the Torah that reflects its essence, there's one word, two words that are missing in the Torah. One word is the word safek. The word safek does not exist in the whole Torah. Mm.
Yes, it does. I mean, not in that context, but the lack where you spoke it about.
Oh, okay. but in the concept of doubt. Because Torah is Torah Temet. Torah Temet. There can be no doubt of it. It's very clear and what Hashem wants of us. And there's another word that never appears, is Vadai. Because if Safek doesn't exist, then Vadai also doesn't have to exist. Safek and Vadai are these two opposites. But nevertheless, we do have the principle of doubt in the world, Safek. So where does it actually come from? So Rav Deslin Michtav Meliahu brings that that the speaking about the concept of freedom of choice, this whole nature of choice, which is Hamin Ha'etz, did you eat from the tree? You obviously had to have the choice whether to eat from the tree or not. So he says that there has to be this level of freedom of choice, and he says that Adam Rishon had a very low level of freedom of choice. He only has one mitzvah, and he distinguished perfectly between these two situations, between the situation of truth and false. It was absolutely clear to him, and Rav Dessler suggests that Adam wasn't satisfied with that situation, and what he wanted to do, the Arizal says, he wanted to increase his level of freedom of choice. In fact, the Arizal calls it a chet lishma. That he did this chait in specifically, you know, l'shem shamayim. He wanted to increase the choice.
Wanted to have more mitzvahs.
Right. He wanted, and now we know that a person, it's actually asur for a person to enter into a situation of extra challenge in order to challenge oneself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided each and every one of us with exactly the amount of challenge that we need. We don't need to go over and above that to ask for more challenge in order to get more schar. It's asur to actually put oneself into a situation where you're a situation of danger in order to try and beat the challenge. But nevertheless, that is what Rav Dessler says that Adam actually did. And when he goes and eats from the tree, of Eitz Hadat Tov Vera, he went to eat from the tree, which mixed up good and bad. It wasn't just the Eitz Hadat Ra. It was Eitz Hadat Tov Vera. Now it all got mixed up. Before, the world was pretty clear. There was Emet and Sheker. But Tov Vera is subjective. Emet and Sheker is objective. But and Rav Tetz brings in that if we look at the Gematria, that the Gematria of Amalek is 240, which is the same as the Gematria of the word Safek, which is 240. And therefore, we'll see more over here that that Amalek is really the source of Safek. Is there a Hashem in the world? This is really going to be the essence Okay, so we've got quite a few sources to get through. Let's see how much we can get through. Source number two, Haman mina Torah minayin, and where do we see Haman, this principle, the first time, Hamin ha'etz, as opposed to the Hamin ha'sela, which we mentioned before. The Gemara, by the way, goes on to ask a few more questions. Esther mina Torah minayin. And it gives the answer of Haster Astir. It goes on to say Mordechai Minatara Minayin, and it gives the Mor Dror, which we're not going to go into. It's very interesting that Rashi on that Gemara in Chulin, if you look in source number 3, when the Gemara mentions Hamin Ha'etz, Rashi says like a totally cryptic thing. It says Hamin Ha'etz Yitle Al Ha'etz. That's actually referring to the fact that Haman's going to end up hanging on a tree. It's like the most like Rashi, where are you suddenly throwing this in from? Like maybe Hamina Eitz, Safik, you know, but
skips a few steps there.
Yeah. Okay, so in source number 4, we actually see the pasuk dealing with Adam Rishon. Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Ha'adam, Vayomer Lo Ayeka, where are you? And he says, Vayomer Et Kolcha, Shamati Bagan Ve'irak, Yerom Anochi Ve'echavei. I was scared, I was naked, and I saw a hid. Rav Tetzat says that Adam related to Hashem by creating doubt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Adam in tune by also creating doubt. Says, did you eat from the tree? You start a doubt, I can play the tennis game. I'm going to knock it straight back to you. So, and not only that, Ayeka, where are you? Let's see this whole situation of doubt. And that is really where Haman is in the Torah. It's actually in the question itself. That is Amalek. That is this doubt that we're talking about. If we move on to source number 5, we see that Haster Astir Panai Bayom Ahu. That's in bold in the last pasuk. This is after Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, "You're going to die." And the Kama Amazev Zanachre Elokei Nechar. And the nation is going to do bad. And again, so we see this whole thing over here of I'm going to get angry with them. And I'm going to Haster Astir. This is really a situation, and we know that the background to Megillat Esther is that the Jews had gone and eaten from the Suda, which they weren't supposed to go eat at, and there were the Kelim of the Beit Migdash, and they didn't respond. And so there really is this, we see in these Psukim that they were almost written for the story of the Megillah. Rav Tess brings that the Rav Hutna in the Pachad Yitzchak quotes the Mechilta, which has a pasuk in source number 6, Leitz take pasuk in Mishle, Upeti Yarim, Vochiach Lenavon Yavin Daat. Okay, what does this mean? It says, Leitz take, the joker, the Leitzan take, will be smitten down, Upeti Yarim, and the fool will be lifted up, will be enlightened. Vochiach Lenavon Yavindat, and the one that we'll see soon exactly what he means by this. So this Leitz Takeo Peti Yarim, the Rav Hutna says that this is referring to Amalek and Yitro. It says Amalek is called the Leitz. He's called the Joker. Bnei Israel go and beat Amalek in their battle at the end of Parshat B'Shalach. And yet Amalek...
Leitz in Tanakh, it's a connotation of not just Joker, but a wicked wicked Joker. So it's always a person element of wickedness.
Excellent. Shkach. But yet Amalek doesn't learn their lesson from that. But Peti, who's Peti? It's Yitro. Yitro did learn the lesson, and Yarim, he comes and actually joins in with Am Yisrael as a result from this thing. So we look in source number 6 over there. Rashi says, Al makot paro umilchemet amalek, hichkim Yitro v'nitgayev. So Yitro actually came specifically to join Am Yisrael. The first reaction that we have when we get Musar is that we either laugh it off or we deny it. I remember a time in Yeshiva, I was Shliach Tzibur in the Gush quite a lot. And one day someone came up to me and just corrected that I was pronouncing a word Mil'el instead of Mil'ra, and that it changes the meaning. And my immediate response was, thank you. And as he walked off, I had that like moment of, who do you think you are? You know? And I ran up to him and I was like, I've really got to apologize. I was very from at the time. I really got to apologize. I just had this negative thought about you. And we actually, we became good friends about it. So that's before the Musar actually takes hold, we try to laugh it off in order to try and prevent it from attaining reality. So Leitzanut prevents seriousness from ever entering the world. And that's really the question. How could Amalek ever dream of attacking Am Yisrael after we came out of Mitzrayim? After all the miracles and the makot. This really goes together because Am Yisrael was about to receive the Torah. Torah is emet. And Hashem was about to be revealed in this world forever. And the gap between man and God was going to be closed. And Amalek comes and brings that gap of safek to try and keep Hashem out of the world. And he says that if the gap would have been closed, Amalek would have ceased to exist. Because there would have been no more safek in the world. And therefore they were willing to risk their lives to attack Bnei Yisrael. And they had no choice. It was now or never. In source number 7, the Gemara in Bechorot, and it's mentioned in Sanhedrin as well, asks the question, V'od shaltiv, my lashon refidim. What's this? Why refidim? What is refidim? Kitnai Rabbi Elazar Omer refidim shema. That was the name of the place. Rabbi Yoshomer, shiripu atzman midivrei Torah. That Amalek kicked in as soon as the Bnei Yisrael were lax in their observance of Torah. That's where Amalek found that moment where they could that gap that we were talking about, that gap to jump in. Finally, just to speak about those missing letters in the pasuk, Yad al Keska. So it's missing the Aleph of Kisei and the Vav and Hey of Hashem's name. So the Vav and the Hey of Hashem's name, so the word Vav is a hook. Vav means hook, which is the object that connects two things. And also Vav is in Gematria, it's 6, which represents all of the lower Sfirot, whereas the Hey is the 7th Sfira, so there's the Sfira of Malchut. Which is the womb, it's Shabbat, it's David HaMelech, it's Olam Haba, and the Hay is the Kisei for all of the other Sfirot, that for the other 6 Sfirot to sit on, which actually allows those Sfirot to be actualized. So we can see why the Aleph of Kisei is missing, because the throne is what the king sits on. Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, but his throne, the actualization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, is lacking if Amalek is here in the world. So that is the Yad al Kes, kind of on the throne of God, but there's a lacking if Amalek is still around. In source number 8 we have a pasuk, Vayaret Amalek Bilan. Sees Amalek, Vayisama Shalov, Vayimar, Reshit Goyim Amalek, Vachirito Ade Oved. Says Rashi in source number 9, Reshit Goyim. Hu kadam et kulam li lachem b'Yisrael. It's not that he was the first nation, but all, he was the first of the nations to attack Am Yisrael. Vachin to Gem Unklus, Vachirito li Aved b'Adam. And their end is going to be Ade Oved. They're going to be killed by Am Yisrael. Timchet Zecher Amalek. So at the end of days, when Hashem's throne will be established, and then automatically, as we said, the concept of Malek will cease to exist. The physical, even if we can't fulfill the mitzvah of getting rid of Amalek, the concept of the mitzvah still obviously exists, which is the concept of getting rid of evil in this world. And the way we do that is through Zachor. Even though we can't actually go and wipe out Amalek, but we still have this principle of source number 10, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek b'derech mitzvah. We've got to keep this in mind at all times, with a negative as well at the end, lo tishkach. The Gemara says, how do we do this? How do we do this zechira? Zechira means remember. But lazkir means to actually mention. So this has to be said by peh, says source number 11, the Gemara in Megillah. Umimai dahai zechira kriahi. How do we know that this remembering has to be verbalized? Dima iyun ba'alma. Maybe it should just be thought of. So it says, losal kadaitach tichtiv zechor yechol belev. Could it be that with your mouth? Kshu omer lo tishkach. So we learn from the Gemara that it's not simply just a mental thing, but it has to be done verbally. And some people do that every day. Rashi, just in source number 12, says, Asher korcha baderech lashon mikre. And this is, Rav Tatz finishes off with this idea that today the war with Amalek can be found absolutely everywhere, television, adverts, billboards, you name it. There's this superficiality, and anyone who tries to convince us not to look beyond surface value of things, and every time we encounter the philosophy of coincidence, that is the conceptual battle against Amalek. So we've seen the concepts of Purim, Amalek, Chet Adam HaRishon. I just wanted to finish off with certain, in the spirit of some Purim Torah, some gematrias. Amalek we have is 240. We see in source number 13, which are, there are a number of serious ones and a number of funny ones. We have Safek. Mar is also 240. And Ayei Mekom Kovodo, where is his place? Makes sense. That's Amalek. You know, where is the place of Gog? Also, Lifnei Gog Umagog. The gematria of Lifnei Gog Umagog is the gematria of Amalek. And that also makes sense that at the time, that is the time when they're going to be wiped out. Atzlan, laziness. This concept of... it's also the gematria. Al Ele Ani Bochia. Also obvious one that's connected to Amalek. And another one is Koach Gavra. And that's really what they believe. The power of the human, as opposed to believing in the power of God. Other gematrias on Malek are Masach Nasa. There's another one is Ani Chole Alecha. This is your Hebrew term of like, I'm mad about you, but I'm sick of Ani, which is, you see the flipping around. Ech Yotzim is Ani Chole Alecha. Ech Yotzim is Los Angeles. Any Los Angeles people? Okay, Twitter. Twitter is also a gematria Amalek, and the last one is Obama Kof, we'll stop with that. So Purim Sameach to everyone, Bezrat Hashem, we shall get rid of all Safek and only have Emet in all of our lives, Moshe Emet, or Torah to Emet. There's a great website that does gematrias for you.
Really? Yeah. Comes up with all the words.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
We trade the
buttons for the buttons. Oh, sure.